Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, hello there, and welcome. My guest today is Doug Kaufman. He is a prolific author, TV host, radio host. He's an expert in fungus and yeast, something that we need to know a lot more about if we want to stay healthy. And by the way, if you wonder why I don't introduce the guest and get started in this first segment, I'd love to do that. However, you are probably, if you're hearing this, you're probably either in the Northwest, somewhere in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, or you're listening to the podcast or the archive on the website, because in many of the cities, the first 4 minutes are taken by news. And so if we introduce the guest, we would lose part of what they had to say. So I will introduce them after this beginning. The newsletter this past week was about a weed that works. And I'm sure some people thought, oh, a weed. Maybe she's going to talk about marijuana. And they were either delighted or horrified. No, it wasn't that. I talked about milk thistle, which is a weed that's very good for the liver. And I didn't mention, and I wish to, that Essential Formulas makes a product called RegActive, which is mainly used because it's got this probiotic in it that creates glutathione in the intestinal tract, which is master detoxifier, master antioxidant, and very good for the liver. But they also put milk thistle in one of their products that's for liver and detoxification. So maybe you don't need to have a separate supplement of milk thistle, which is also known as psilomarin. I had in the news, caught my attention that here in Texas, they just recently discovered a fossil of a giant reptile up to 50 feet long that lived in the late Cretaceous period. It's called a Mosasaurus. I'm not sure I pronounced that right, but I didn't see the movie Jurassic World, but I saw a clip on YouTube where it was a scene like at SeaWorld, and they were feeding one of these monsters, a huge shark, and it jumped up and grabbed it like it was a minnow. And I have an issue with one of his descendants, geckos. I'm not talking about Geico's animated spokes reptile, but the ones that come into our house, they're usually just a couple of inches long, so tiny, tiny compared to the Mosasaurus, and they don't bite. I have no idea how they get in or why, and they're just really cute. I love the fact that they eat bugs, hopefully mosquitoes, because I have no use for mosquitoes or cockroaches. But I worry that I'll accidentally step on one of them, or that they will get caught in the webs that spiders sometimes weave behind furniture or under the edge of cabinets. Usually we see them running around when we go to bed. I trap them in a gift bag, and Bill takes them outside and turns them loose. I wish I could keep them as pets.
As you probably know, bacteria causes dental cavities. You may not be aware that most dental issues are due to bacteria and other harmful microorganisms. For example, they cause receding gums, failed root canals, and failed implants. Fortunately, there is a potent new tool in this battle. Ozone. Ozone is created from oxygen by an electrical charge. Ozone kills bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites on contact. However, when ozone contacts healthy cells, it becomes useful hydrogen peroxide or plain oxygen. Ozone is also a healing agent. Dr. Philip R. Koslow is what natural health experts recommend, a holistic or biological dentist. Dr. Koslow uses advanced ozone techniques to treat gum disease, fungal infections, viral infections, to disinfect tooth surfaces before placing restorations, and as prevention in root canal therapies. Dr. Koslow's cheery office is conveniently located in North Dallas off the tollway. Connect to Dr. Koslow from the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call for an appointment at 972-458-2464.
People who regularly drink coffee or tea, consume sugary foods, and in particular drink wine, beer, or spirits, and people who take antacid or diuretic water pills, deplete their body of vitamin B1, also known as thiamine. Symptoms of vitamin B1 deficiency can include headaches, chronic cough, racing heart, constipation or diarrhea, non-infectious fever, crippling weakness and pain, difficulty walking or talking, loss of smell and taste, breathlessness, loss of hunger, sweating, tingling in hands and feet, memory problems, and more. The answer to these problems is vitamin B1 in the preferred fat-soluble form provided in Nerve Guardian. It is the new dietary supplement from Lifespan Nutrition. Nerve Guardian provides 10 times more vitamin B1 than the best diet. Buy one bottle of Nerve Guardian and get a second bottle free. That's a full 8-month supply for just $3.12 per month. Call Lifespan Nutrition today and ask for Nerve Guardian. Call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
And welcome to those of you who are just joining us. And I just want to throw something out there that's a fact of life. If you've enjoyed this show and you like the wisdom that comes from the guests that we have on, I just want to point out that we can only stay on stations where we get a good response. And some of that is feedback from our sponsors that they are seeing the needle move on their product. And sometimes it's just me knowing and hearing from you, like subscribing to the newsletter. And if everybody told one friend or relative this week, we would double the audience, which would be spectacular. And this week's newsletter, by the way, is an article by Jane Orion, MD, who was my guest last week, and it's on whether or not you should get a monkeypox vaccine. So this is the kind of information that we make available. And in last week's newsletter, there was a link to a panel discussion led by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, and it featured Peter McCullough, MD, Dr. Pierre Corey, and Dr. Robert Malone. It was a spectacular review of COVID and what we know today. So try to get you top-notch information, which is what we're going to do today with my guest, a longtime friend. Gosh, we've been fighting the good fight as allies for probably over 30 years. Doug Hoffman, whether he did it on purpose or not, has been a mentor to me, and I appreciate him a great deal. He's the host of the long-running, internationally popular TV show Know the Cause, and the author of 13 books. In the notes from today's show and the archives, I put links to some of my favorites. Doug is a regular media juggernaut. Twice a week, he hosts Facebook Live shows in which he answers viewer questions. Doug writes a free newsletter, hosts a podcast, and now a new radio show. And I will tell you after a while what some of the cities and times are, but I've put a link in, again, in the notes of today's show in the archives, a link to all of his network for that show. And listen, today we're going to learn about what might be behind a wide range of health problems and what to do about it. Well, thank you for being with us today, Doug. It's always a great pleasure.
What a great introduction. Thank you, Marty. While you were introducing me, I was thinking back to that photo somebody took of us in the 1980s in a health food store that was quite popular here in Dallas that you owned. And there we were, young, sitting there smiling, and talking to people. Life has a way of really going very quickly. Now I'm visiting grandkids in California and Austin, Texas, and I'm like you, Marty, I'm not ready to stop yet, because I think our knowledge can help people stay out of a doctor's office, quite candidly, and stay out of hospitals. I am 72 years old, soon to be 73, and I don't have a doctor. I have symptoms from time to time, but I know that it's a birthday party. I ate some cake. The next morning, I'm stiff. I don't feel good. 99% of Americans, I don't think, know that, and unfortunately, nor do doctors. So that's where we come in.
Well, you have educated millions of consumers, but you're also dragging the medical community into a knowledge of fungus as a cause of problems. You've lectured to seminars of doctors about cancer, and you're just fearless in spreading this good word. So I want to talk about, first, I think it always helps to get people's attention to talk about why they should care. And what they care about is improving their health. So I'm just going to start by naming the titles of some of your books and then give you a chance to say something about that link. The fungus link to women's health problems.
Hmm. So, Marty, women go to doctors more than men. I am in the process of writing a book along with a physician friend of mine, and the book expounds on how going to a doctor will lead to a diagnosis, will lead to prescription medicine, will lead to side effects, not in every instance, but in certainly many of them. We're learning about ADEs today, which are adverse drug events. And it's staggering. People would not believe how many people end up in a hospital by starting to take a drug, a statin drug, a blood pressure drug, etc. And I think we are being hyper-diagnosed. I think cancer is really being over-diagnosed in the interest of conservatism. Of course, you feel a lump and you say, you look at it on x-ray and you take a biopsy and you say, well, that's cancer. Well, let me just, I was heading out here after our talk. Here is the journal Lung, and here's an article that says fungal infection mimics pulmonary malignancy. And it says fungal infections can present with clinical and radiological features that are indistinguishable from lung cancer, such as lung nodules or masses. I mean, that's just one. How do we infuse a disease into a bunny or a rat to study medications or procedures for that disease? Literally everything from heart disease to Alzheimer's to diabetes to cancer, we use fungal poisons. And I have for 50 years said, wait a minute, if those fungal poisons impregnate corn and wheat and peanuts and the air we breathe, and antibiotics are those fungal metabolites and alcohol is those fungal metabolites, are we eating our way into diseases that doctors have named, but they really don't know the cause? And the answer is, of course, we call it cancer, but as this report points out and many others, sometimes cancer is hyper-diagnosed because doctors aren't trained in medical mycology, the role of fungus in their patients' symptoms and diseases.
Well, as we've pointed out many times on this show, to better understand why the medical system is the way it is, look at the financial incentives. And all of the antifungal drugs pretty much have run out their patents and they're inexpensive. So there's not a lot of interest in promoting the fungus link for that reason. Did I just dream that up or does that sound right?
Good for you. Of the hundreds of antibiotics and the 100 antivirals, there's only a handful of antifungals. And ironically, Marty, mebendazole, nystatin, Sporinox, Lamisil, these are all antifungal drugs that help cancer patients. It's fascinating to me how doctors, that popular toenail fungus drug called Sporinox is actually been approved now for use in cancer and it helps cancer patients. Well, does that mean cancer is a fungus? Of course it does. But the medical literature says, well, this Sporinox tends to inhibit that, and believe me when I tell you this, the hedgehog cancer pathway. What? Could it be that cancer is fungus and an antifungal drug that cures toenail fungus helps cancer patients? Let's not make this too difficult. I don't think cancer is as complex as we have made it to be. Marty, we're a $4 trillion industry, medicine, wanting nothing more than to be a $5 trillion industry, and they're doing well at that.
Now, nobody said they were stupid. we may not agree with their tactics or their goals, but we haven't had to say that they're dumb because they have this figured out, and the pharmaceutical industry has the entire complex from the regulators and the legislators down to the medical schools to the state regulators. They have them all under their spell, so it makes it very hard to depart from the standard of care, which is the cookbook of approved remedies, most of which are expensive pharmaceuticals. So when we come back, a lot more from our friend and teacher, Doug Coffin.
Vitamin K needs a better press agent. In the 1940s, Dr. Weston A. Price noticed that world populations who ate their native diet had straight, cavity-free teeth and did not suffer the diseases of Western civilizations. He thought the secret was vitamin K. In the 1970s, researchers began to show that vitamin K helps blood clot normally. Now we are excited to learn that vitamin K helps guide calcium into the bones where it belongs and away from the arteries where it can cause big trouble. Sadly, deficiencies are widespread. Gerald Formula's K-Rite Soft Gel Capsule contain a synergistic blend of three members of the vitamin K family. K1, which we get from leafy green foods, MK4, that we might get from animal sources, and MK7, which is produced by natural bacterial fermentation. Gero's K-Rite also has vitamin D3 for added support for bone and cardiovascular health. Links to Gero Formula's K-Rite details, interviews on the importance of vitamin K, and appropriate caution statements can be found on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
We can go weeks without food and days without water, but oxygen is so crucial that we can only survive minutes without it. Oxygen's main job in the body is to provide energy. It's critical to metabolism and is the ammunition used by the immune system. When oxygen levels are low, we feel tired and have trouble thinking clearly. And although oxygen is in the air, because of pollution, we don't get as much as we used to. Aerobic exercise is a great way to increase our oxygen, but what if you can't or just don't have the energy to? If only there was a pill. Oh wait, there is. Cutting-edge patented technology has created a stabilized oxygen supplement. Science has shown that O2 Boost capsules quickly and safely raise blood oxygen levels. Real-world results indicate improved energy, less muscle pain after workouts, and more mental clarity. Visit O2Boost66.com for details and to purchase O2 Boost or call 855-476-8080 today. 855-476-8080. Get oxygenated and enjoy your oxygen boost.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Well, in case you didn't recognize that, that's a happy birthday song. Thank you, Jim Bartow. As a reminder that today actually is the 25th anniversary of the Healthy by Nature show. Man, the time goes fast when you're having fun. I can't believe it.
Happy birthday, Marty.
Thank you.
We never thought, did we?
No. In fact, when Andy and I went in to meet with the program director of the first station we were on, KAAM, which was a oldies but goodies station, he said, well, this takes a 13-week commitment. And we looked at each other and said, 13 weeks? Gosh, that's biting off a lot. I don't know if we can do that. And then I thought of that again when it was 13 years, and here we are almost double that. So.
Congratulations. That's really a feat. I know television, I've been on 23 consecutive years. I'll never forget. I met Arthur Fonzarelli. I met, what's his name?
Henry Winkler.
Thank you. One time, and he told me that he had a 9-year run on television, and I thought, man, a 9-year run—that's historic. And here I am hosting a show for 23 years, and Marty, you and I are doing this, and people are changing. They're not getting the other side of the story in a doctor's office. And the way you landed that last segment was so good. Why in the world would we ever teach a doctor to know the cause? Obviously, eliminating the cause would mean the symptoms are gone. You teach a doctor to eliminate symptoms a few hours at a time, as long as you take this pill with this pill, and don't eat grapefruit. I mean, the illogicality of that just is unbelievable to me. And therefore, when I have a symptom, I find out what I did to induce that symptom. And of course, aging is something you can't do anything about. But your diet, your lack of exercise, your supplement program are things you can do something about.
One of my favorite all-time cartoons is a doctor writing on the blackboard at medical school day one. And it says, what he's written is, a patient cured is a customer lost.
Yep. Isn't that the truth? Did you see the cartoon, Marty? On the left, it says pills and shots. And on the right, it says lifestyle changes. And there's hundreds of people lined up on the left. Yeah. Nobody's willing to stop, you know, drinking beer. I mean, that's just where we are today. And people don't know, Marty, that you can help arrest symptoms and even diseases by changing. I've always said this. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. Change is in the wind, and you're not going to hear that in a doctor's office. That's not the way they were trained. But fortunately, I think the last 2 or 3 years, we begin to question the wisdom and question our trust in what's going on.
Well, and you won't hear it on the mainstream media either, because, again, follow the money. Billions, $4 or $5 billion spent a year, and I think by now it must be much more than that, on drug advertising. Why kill the goose that's laying the golden eggs?
You got it, and that's kind of sad. I've been very proud of one network who is coming out in the attack mode around all of these, you know, new vaccines and new pills and so forth. And yet they still run pharmaceutical ads. I'm standing back and watching this with great interest. As I recall, we are the only country in the world that would allow a medication whose side effect is cancer or death to promote their wares to nice, you know, piano music and harp music on TV. I watch these ads and it drives me crazy. Why would anyone, but apparently a lot are, why would anyone listen to this ad about an antifungal or an antiviral drug and then go to their doctor and demand that? But it's working. It's working quite well.
Well, and they distract you with pretty pictures of people who are very happy, and apparently whatever used to worry them doesn't anymore. I heard one the other day that my ears perked up. I said, oh, well, Doug knows about this. The drug said one of the side effects was a risk of thrush. Tell us what that is and why.
So the drug, whatever it is, and most of these drugs do.
Trelegy, probably, a lot of others.
So you experience a dip in your immune system. This logic first came out with organ transplants, and it was good. We have a drug called cyclosporin, which is a huge fungal drug, which prevents the body from rejecting a new organ. And that makes sense. So your immune system dips. Oral thrush, vaginal yeast, skin fungi are all part of having your immune system dip a little bit. While this drug is trying to work, it's lowering immunity. And Marty, it's so shocking to me that we're buying this, and we're buying it in rapid pace. People who go to a doctor often, my parents did, God bless them, went to a doctor often, they ended up switching drugs and getting started on a new drug. And am I wrong, Marty, or are we seeing one drug for the thyroid problem is no longer good? One drug for allergy is no longer good. We need 3 drugs for depression. I mean, it amazes me.
And then 2 more drugs for the side effects of those other 3.
It's just amazing. And if people only knew, and I think that's why you and I, the old folks, are still here beating this drum. If people only would try your recommendations on Healthy by Nature, mine on Know the Cause, for 30 days, a simple to take these three supplements or this one supplement, and change your diet and walk around the block a couple of times, I think they would enjoy it, and I know they would benefit from it. But the doctor isn't going to tell them that.
Well, and even if the doctor does, they might not give them the motivation that hopefully just hearing us over all these years saying the same thing and having a wide variety of experts on that say the same thing, maybe it'll start to sink in and they will develop the wherewithal and the energy and incentive to get out there and do these things. And the nice thing is what you tell people to do for fungus, and we're going to get here in a minute. I've got a couple more books I want to mention, but we're going to talk about how to avoid fungus and yeast, and we're going to talk about what to do about it if you have them. But what you tell people as far as diet agrees with what the cardiologists tell us, what the just all of the good science is pointing to the same recommendation. So it's not like you have to have a different protocol for every complaint that you have.
No, and Marty, it's so true. The one objection I have is I have witnessed for, 50 years, ever since I got back from Vietnam, I've witnessed the damage alcohol can do. And now we know that the brewer's yeast mycotoxin is ethanol. And so if you don't believe alcohol is neurotoxic, have a six-pack and then call me. You know, it is neurotoxic. And the American Heart, American Cancer, all these organizations say, look, if you drink, drink in moderation. You want me to define that? It's 68 gallons of beer a year for men and 58 bottles of wine a year for women. I mean, how can that be that we're recommending, if you drink, and I like their preface, if you drink, if you're swallowing mycotoxins, i.e. alcohol, limit it to 58 bottles a year or 68 gallons a year. That's not good. You put on top of that antibiotics, which are fungal metabolites, and you've got people who are getting sicker and sicker and growing lumps and occlusions, and they're in pain, and they don't know why. Welcome to the world of fungus.
Oh, and you told us when you were on the last time that a mycotoxin is a poison created by yeast and fungus. And yes, one of the things they create is alcohol. Antibiotics were discovered because some mold got into a petri dish of bacteria and it killed the bacteria. And they said, whoopee, you know, we've got it handled now. This is the miracle. Well, I'm having some oral surgery on Friday, and I'm not having an antibiotic because the last time, besides the damage to my gut bacteria, I had the worst head-to-toe itchy, painful rash I have ever seen.
Hi, I'm Marty Whitakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why. When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Did you know many health issues are actually caused by being too acidic, and that you can improve these issues by simply becoming more alkaline? Wheatgrass is one of the most alkaline superfoods on planet Earth. proven to have higher alkalinity than other fruits and vegetables. Wheatgrass juice is an efficient way to alkalize a pH level of your body. Now you can get all the amazing health benefits of taking wheatgrass juice in a convenient powder or capsule form. Sweet Wheat by Brightcore Nutrition is harvested at its peak and cold-pressed dried to retain its live enzymes and healing properties. Sweet Wheat is vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, and certified organic. Whether you're suffering from chronic fatigue, acid reflux, digestive issues, or just want to support a stronger immune system and better health, Sweet Wheat is the alkaline superfood you've been looking for. Visit us at MyBrightcore.com. Or call today at 888-958-5331 and get up to 50% off your first order. That's 888-958-5331.
Hello, Healthy by Nature fans. This is Doug Kaufman. You know, I've been a fan of Marty Whittakin's radio show for over a decade, and Marty's been a frequent guest on my television show called Know the Cause. Marty discusses issues and solutions from one perspective, and as many of you know, I have chosen the road less traveled, the road that teaches us about mold, mildew, and fungus, and the poisons that fungi make. The problem with fungus, however, is deeper because our doctors don't really learn much about it in medical training. Well, skin problems, vaginal yeast, seborrheic dermatitis, but that's about it. They don't really understand this fungus can grow in the lungs, in the kidney, in the liver, even in our brains and on our skin. That's what I delve into on my TV show called Know the Cause. You can visit me on knowthecause.com, or if you have a question, twice a week now, I have a platform on my own website, Know the Cause, T-O-O. So many of you have questions about mold, mildew, and fungus. That's what Know the Cause 2 and the TV show Know the Cause are all about.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Before we get back to the topic of the health damage done by fungus and yeast and what to do about it, I just want to make note of Doug's new Know the Cause radio show. And the easy thing is if you can go to, on the internet, go to hbnshow.com, and from the menu, select the heading that says Radio Listen. You'll see archives, and I have a link there to an entire list. But just briefly, nationwide, it'll be on Sirius XM, Family Talk Channel 131. In Arizona, Phoenix, KPXQ, 1360 AM. San Diego, KPRZ, 1210. And that's Saturday at 10. And Phoenix is 1030 on Saturday. San Francisco, Florida, it's in Tampa. Dallas, K-Sky, 660 a.m., Saturday, 1130 a.m. That's the same station that carries the Healthy by Nature show, but we're on at 8 p.m. San Antonio, same thing, KLUP, 930. We're on Saturday evening at 8. You're on Saturday morning at 8. And in Seattle, on KLFE, 1590, Saturday at 9 a.m. So, lots of opportunities to catch this show, and I'm really glad that you're back on radio. That's where you started and where you inspired me, and the more ways we have to get this information to people, the better off we are, because the only way we're going to turn around this so-called healthcare crisis, which of course is a sickness care crisis, is from the ground up. Yeah, there's too many incentives for it to come from the top down. Is it going to happen?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Another one of your books that I think will catch people's attention is The Fungus Link to Weight Loss. How does that work?
Few people know, Marty, I just did a television show on this and a radio show on this. Antibiotics, there have been many studies. One in 1954, Navy recruits, half of them, you know, 500 of them, were placed on an antibiotic a day during their six-week tenure in boot camp. The others were given a placebo. Those who were given the antibiotics in 6 weeks gained 60% more weight. We now know that children who are on antibiotics early tend to be overweight or even obese. Antibiotics weren't bacterial erasers. In the agricultural business, antibiotics are growth promoters. They learned in the 1950s when they put cows on antibiotics prophylactically so they didn't have to have a veterinarian on their staff. They learned, oh my gosh, these cows are getting big. You don't sell cows based on good looks or IQ. You sell them on weight. And they realized antibiotics made you begin to swell. So there is where our good friends at Dr. O'Hara's probiotics come in. If antibiotics induced your weight gain, logic would dictate that until you fix the gut and put the bacteria that God originally placed into the intestines back, you're always going to bloat. You're always going to keep gaining weight. So part of any good weight loss program is, of course, proper diet. Fungi demand being fed. If they don't get carbs, starches, and sugar, they die. They're not going to die. So they begin. Dr. Elizabeth Moore Landecker once said that in a human-fungal relationship, fungi become the dominant partner. All of a sudden, you're hiding Reese's Pieces in your sock drawer. You're carrying them in your car. You're eating sugar without understanding why. You're feeding fungus. Pretty good likelihood that the reason you're gaining weight is by that feeding of a growth promoter in the intestines. So look, antibiotics can be life-saving, but the more I study, few people know, including doctors. I'm one of the few that have done the research before I lectured to a group of integrative oncologists a few years ago in San Diego. The abuse of antibiotics, number one, is rampant. They're trying to turn the volume down themselves, and I give them credit for that, the doctors. But you increase the risk of breast, colorectal, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, prostate, lung cancer, and others when you take more and more and more antibiotics. Our oncologists don't know that. The good men and women dedicated to our good health don't know that. They're prescribing antibiotics because you're paying. Often you don't have a viral infection. You don't have a bacterial infection, and yet you're going on an antibiotic. So it's amazing the way they're passed out.
One of the studies that I quoted in my book, The Probiotic Cure, is that fully half of the time that antibiotics are prescribed, they are not indicated. So they're wasted, and they're setting us up not only for all of these things that are caused by overgrowth of yeast and fungus, but also for antibiotic resistance. So when we're in a dire situation and we have to have an antibiotic, they aren't going to work because they've been abused. So it's something that we all need to be alerted to.
And did you know, Marty, that an article came out about 2 years ago, 81% of all antibiotics prescribed in dental offices are unnecessary. That's a staggering statistic. The Center for Disease Control says millions of antibiotics are prescribed unnecessarily. A third, they say, I'm sure it's more, but they say a third. They're admitting we're abusing a pill that can lead to serious gut diseases, to cancer, etc. We've got to get a handle on this. And let me just tell you, after 50 years in this field, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So we have to be prudent when we're sitting in that doctor's office. I don't know how you told your dentist no, but I do know things like beta-glucan and good herbs and dietary changes can help us overcome bacterial infections. If you need one, please get an antibiotic. If you're not certain, talk to your doctor about using nutritional supplements that help the immune system.
Well, I'm going to use the supplements, but I also put my periodontist in touch with my dentist, Dr. Coslow, who educated him about ozone as an alternative. So we'll see how that works. But I also showed my periodontist a picture of what I looked like with that horrible rash, worst thing I've ever been through. How about eye problems? We've got a listener who has some serious vision problems that he thinks might be linked to fungus. Is that possible?
Sure. 21 years ago, a book came out, well-referenced book, hundreds of references from major universities. It's called Principles and Practice of Clinical Mycology, Clinical Fungus Study by all these universities and doctors. And it said the only place fungus can't impregnate in the human body is through the enamel in our teeth. The eye is a hot tub for fungus, 98.6 degrees, liquid fungus loves that. And so fungi, they even dedicate a chapter to eye fungal growth. And so yes, it's, what does it cause? Who knows? But if you have glaucoma, you have pressure in your eye, doesn't fungus make bread rise? Could that same yeast be in your eyes and causing that to rise also? We just don't know yet.
And how do you deal with it if you have fungus in your eye?
So antifungal. Yes. If it's yeast, Diflucan, if it's fungus, maybe Sporinox or Lamisil, you know, we can expound on that.
That's when we come back. We'll talk some more about remedies and what to not feed these critters. This is Healthy by Nature. My guest is TV star Doug Kaufman.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
Hello, Healthy by Nature fans. This is Doug Kaufman. You know, I've been a fan of Marty Wittekin's radio show for over a decade, and Marty's been a frequent guest on my television show called Know the Cause. Marty discusses issues and solutions from one perspective, and as many of you know, I have chosen the road less traveled, the road that teaches us about mold, mildew, and fungus, and the poisons that fungi make. The problem with fungus, however, is deeper because our doctors don't really learn much about it in medical training. Well, little skin problems, vaginal yeast, seborrheic dermatitis, but that's about it. They don't really understand this fungus can grow in the lungs and the kidney and the liver, even in our brains and on our skin. That's what I delve into on my TV show called Know the Cause. You can visit me on knowthecause.com, or if you have a question, twice a week now, I have a platform on my own website, Know the Cause, T-O-O. So many of you have questions about mold, mildew, and fungus. That's what Know the Cause 2 and the TV show Know the Cause are all about.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Wittekin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
My guest, dear friend and a long-term ally in the fight to get people to think about learning what the root cause of their problem is and fixing that instead of just suppressing the symptoms. He's the host, creator of a wonderful television show, Know the Cause, and you can go to knowthecause.com and find out how to see the program where you live. And I have created a page on the Healthy by Nature website where you can find out the times, call letters, and dial settings for the radio show that he has just recently started on the 6th of August. And we could go on and on telling people the bad news about things that you've covered as a have a link to fungus and yeast, including Alzheimer's, depression, and I learned from you and one of your associates a great short way to think of this. It's called FUPO, fungus until proven otherwise. I think that's a great starting point, because if you look at that and doing the safe, natural things that it will help with fungus and yeast, if the problem goes away, then yippee-ki-yay.
And Marty, how do you treat, in the absence of a bullseye on your skin, how do you treat Lyme's disease? Antibiotic after antibiotic after antibiotic. How do you treat, you know, a bacterial infection, a resistant bacterial infection? You move antibiotics around. So there are consequences to doing that. You've learned of some of those today. Try not to take too many antibiotics. It can lead to serious disease. But yet, fungus, until proven otherwise, change your diet. Fungus must have sugar. Take grains, which convert to glucose when you swallow them, out of your diet. Take starch, like potatoes, you know, rice, things like that, out of your diet. Take alcohol out of your diet. Mushrooms are fungi. Take them out of your diet for a month.
Cookies, bagels. I mean, it's a long list if you think about it. There's all the things that are recommended that you stop if you're on a low-carb diet, which has wonderful science behind it.
And Marty, all of these are published. The diet is published in all of the books, and we didn't have a chance to get you this, but we already have all our books on sale at knowthecause.com. Clint, our IT company, says, I've already made a coupon for this. The coupon code is RADIO10. They receive an additional $10 off if they order. The coupon is good through August 31st. So RADIO10. The books are very low cost if you want to learn more about this. The diet is within them and so forth.
Well, I will put that information in the archive description too. So if you're driving and you can't write it down, that you will have a reminder. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, and how if you save your life and your brain and your energy and all, how can you put a price on it? I mean, it's nice to get a sale, but the books to start with were priceless.
And Marty, I do that free. You know, if people want to ask me a question, Mondays and Tuesdays from 3 to 4 Central Time, I go live on Facebook, and we've launched on our own website. You can just go to knowthecause.com and watch the show and ask a question. That has yielded hundreds and hundreds of unasked for testimonials. I mean, sometimes you get teary. You see these people in horrible pain. You see them with nerve damage, ALS, autism, etc. And it's sad, and yet once they initiate an antifungal program, it begins to remiss. I can't do this, Marty. There's someone stronger than me. I'm just a wretch helping out here. But it's joyful when people have run from doctor to doctor to doctor with their fibromyalgia, their migraines, their skin problems, get no resolve, and then go on an antifungal program, and within a few weeks or a few days begin to notice difference. So thrilled to be part of this team, Marty. We go back a long way, and it's exciting to still be with you after all these years.
One of the books I put a link to in the archive description is Cooking Your Way to Good Health. You can find out, I guess people, the hardest thing to change is what you eat, but it helps a lot to have a guide and to have recipes that taste really good to replace the ones that you thought you couldn't live without.
It's just amazing how you can have cacao and you can't have chocolate. That's just sugar added, right? So we've been very creative in putting food together that people just love. More so, they love how they feel.
And I thought it might help people. I put in the archive description a link to something from my website, which is a questionnaire, a survey of little tiny symptoms that you might not think mean anything that help you kind of get the idea whether or not you might have an overgrowth of yeast in your system. Because even if you cut out alcohol and external sources of mycotoxins, you may well be generating your own in your intestinal tract if you've gotten a bad balance between bacteria and yeast. So first find out if that might be an issue. If you have complaints, remember FUPO, fungus until proven otherwise. Doug, we have just a little snippet of time on the other side. I'll give you review some of the contact information and give you a chance for a parting thought.
Thank you, Marty. Please stay with us.
This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittick, and we will be right back after these important words from the sponsors that keep us on the air.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Sweet Wheat by Bright Car Nutrition is an organic wheatgrass juice powder that gives your body the boost it needs. Increase energy, reduce acidity, boost metabolism, and detoxify. Sweet Wheat is a naturally potent source of essential vitamins, live enzymes, chlorophyll, and phytonutrients. It's harvested at just the right moment, then cold-pressed dried to ensure it retains every bit of dense nutritional value. Now you can get all the benefits of a wheatgrass juice shot in a convenient powder or capsule form. Sweet Wheat is gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, and 100% certified organic. Harness nature's goodness with Brightcore Sweet Wheat. Visit us at mybrightcore.com. Or call today at 888-958-5331 and get up to 50% off your first order. That's 888-958-5331.
We can go weeks without food and days without water, but oxygen is so crucial that we can only survive minutes without it. Oxygen's main job in the body is to provide energy. It's critical to metabolism and is the ammunition used by the immune system. When oxygen levels are low, we feel tired and have trouble thinking clearly. And although oxygen is in the air, because of pollution, we don't get as much as we used to. Aerobic exercise is a great way to increase our oxygen, but what if you can't or just don't have the energy to? If only there was a pill. Oh wait, there is. Cutting-edge patented technology has created a stabilized oxygen supplement. Science has shown that O2 Boost capsules quickly and safely raise blood oxygen levels. Real-world results indicate improved energy, less muscle pain after workouts, and more mental clarity. Visit O2Boost66.com for details and to purchase O2 Boost or call 855-476-8080 today. 855-476-8080. Get oxygenated and enjoy your oxygen boost.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
We've been delighted and honored to have Doug Kaufman on our show today. And to learn more about everything that he does, about his books, his TV show, his Facebook Live, where you can get questions answered, write this down if you can. KnowTheCause.com. KnowTheCause.com. Perfect name. And if you want to come back later and have links to the books, to that website, to the list of all of the stations carrying his new radio show, then just remember hbnshow.com, or if you'd like to type, you can type out healthybynatureshow.com, and there's a menu. From the menu, select radio, listen, and see archives, go to this date, and I've put a number of links in there that I think would be very useful to you. Well, a couple of minutes, Doug, for a parting words of wisdom.
Marty, yesterday I got a testimonial. A woman was watching me in a Pittsburgh hospital. Her friend had told her about my website, and on the website, if you go to Getting Started, pull down to Doctor's Fungal Protocol. I wrote a couple of pages, print them off, take them to your doctor, about the science of fungus if you want him or her to help you investigate this. She had leukemia. She was dying. She began an antifungal program, and she is now out of the woods. She looks tremendous. Her leukemia is in remission. She's on an antifungal diet. You have to ask, if an antifungal pill helps cancer patients, if an antifungal diet helps people with diabetes, what's the etiology of those diseases? We've given them really tricky names, scary names. Heart disease, you know, myocarditis. But how do we give rats myocarditis? We inject them with a fungal mycotoxin so we can study these diseases. We'll land it this way. Are we infusing fungal mycotoxins, poisons, natural poisons that fungi make, via our diet? Do you live in a moldy home, or have you lived in a moldy home? Do you drink alcohol or take lots of antibiotics, or did you in the past? These things can't be erased until you begin fixing them with supplements and diet. Sometimes we use medications to rule out other, you know, bacteria or other organisms, antifungal medications. Most of the times, supplements, caprylic acid, resveratrol, vitamin B3, all antifungal, zinc, try it. You may like it.
Yeah, oregano oil. I had years and years of migraines, which I now know were caused by a year of taking antibiotics for teenage skin. Your gut doesn't forget, so we have to pay attention to it. Doug Kaufman, KnowTheCause.com. Thank you so much for being with us today. Please join us again next week, folks. This is Healthy by Nature.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.